Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I was almost surprised when Taylor's hand was raised at the end because you could feel Serrano coming on strong. Katie Taylor was a very much more of a clear winner.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite. A bite-sized serving of Ireland's breakfast sports show.
Should life all labour be? A minute past nine. It's not going to be a laborious weekend, hopefully, for Podge Collins. His dad, Roddy, is with us. Roddy, good morning to you.
All right, boys. What's the crack? Up all night putting the Christmas tree up. You can you see it in the back, Jack?
I can. It looks great.
Is it okay? Yeah.
Are you the little fairy on the top of the tree?
No, we will be starting out after the fight. Or after the young show, yeah. For the, I know. No, yeah. Looking forward to the weekend, Jerry, yeah.
So tell us where we are. Obviously, Owen was out with you recently enough ahead of the last fight. The last fight seemed to go pretty well, and he's fighting regularly now, just getting the rounds in to see what it's like.
Well, the first one's always basically, without any disrespect to the opponents, basically a win. It's to see how they handle their build-up, the walkout, the music, the crowd, and just the whole... As I explain it, I've managed footballers at one league titles, and they go to a cup final and they get heavy-legged. Whatever the pressure, I don't know what it is, the one-off occasion. So that was out of the way. He handled it. He, from his own words, he really enjoyed it. Not one ounce of nerves before the fight. So Pascal said, right, get him back in as quick as possible. So he's back in tomorrow evening in the Red Cow on the JB promotion show, which we're grateful for that opportunity. And he's looking forward. And then it looks like the 15th of December, if he doesn't get caught, everything goes well tomorrow night. The 15th of December in Gibraltar, the 8th of March in Boston. So they have a busy schedule set out for them, the two lads, you know, Stephen and Pascal. So they have the plan. I don't get involved, boys. I just do the bit on the outside, tickets and stuff like that, you know.
And are you enjoying it?
I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it because it's given me a purpose again. Because as you know, when you're managing the football, it's 24/7 and there's always something new, some obstacle every day or something with a player or something. And it's the same with boxing because you have three boxers pulled out in the last 2 weeks with injuries. So you have to fill them spaces. The promoter does all that. We're just trying to help in generating publicity, getting tickets out the door. And just the well-being of boxers being collected and looked after and put in the hotels and that. So I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. Yeah, it's great.
And very- sorry, you were saying at the end there.
No, very exciting, you know, really exciting. To be around any sports people, I mean, lads, you know, that's what you do every day. You speak to sports people and you're around them. And to be around professional boxers or footballers, for me, that was my upbringing, was boxing and football. And to have the opportunity to be around them and sharing the little nervousness or give them a little bit of advice or just to be around, it's just been absolutely brilliant. New lease of life for me, thank God, you know.
And you
especially my old son, you know.
Well, I was going to say, a new lease of life for him as well, because this isn't something that he's been doing since he was 12. He's not like a storied amateur who has borne the Collins name the whole way through. Owen told the story brilliantly, so I'm not going to rehash it, but the unexpected nature of it for both you and him must be great as well.
That's unbelievable. I mean, as I say to people, this time 3 years ago, I show a picture of him and he was 22 stone, and then I show a picture of him now and he's down to under 15 stone. And I could never, ever foresee this happening. Never in a million years. So it's just like a tornado come through the house and myself and Carolyn were worried about him. You know the story there. And to see the transformation and also the confidence he has. And he's doing a bit of motivational speaking in schools and that now as well. So just as parents, you know, it's been, and also when the boys were born, everyone said, are they going to be footballers or boxers? Well, thankfully, I've both now because Rod's playing part-time in England and we have Park now as well. So we have the full complement in the sports world that I was brought up in. But no, the question, am I enjoying it? I'm absolutely loving it. Loving it.
There's nothing like being in the changing room for a fight and watching the cage tension ratchet up as the time gets closer and closer and closer. The noise gets quieter and quieter and quieter until there's somebody who breaks it. Is that your job, Roddy? Are you the one who's in the background chatting?
No, seriously, lads. I am the basket case in the corner. That's the truth. as I was with Stephen. He used to give out more to me about me walking in and out to the toilet. But I went to bed. But Park, like, I don't know where he gets it. He probably gets it from Stephen, who had no nerves. But yeah, I'm the one in the comp. But in the dressing room was brilliant. You can't describe it. It's like, as you said, yeah, I couldn't describe it any better. Everybody's chirping, and then suddenly it's getting near the time. Get ready. 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute. Collins, get ready. Bang on the door. And then you have to walk through. The crowd are waiting. The anticipation. You see the ring. You know, the group is around Powerick. And then suddenly you look down and he's in that ring on his own. The opponent comes in. And as we know in boxing, regardless of how you try to manage your fighters and pick their opponents to suit their abilities or their progress, anything can happen in a boxing ring. And that's the anticipation. And once that bell goes at the end of it's the four rounds, or it's a stoppage, hopefully on Park's side, the relief is unreal, yeah, especially for parents and family members, you know, I'm sure for him as well.
I say so. Well, is there much of a difference between having watched your brother and now watching your son? I imagine, Roddy, like you touched on it there, it must be every emotion under the sun, is it? Like joy, but fear as well, everything.
Well, before it, it's unadulterated fear and anticipation of what the worst thing can happen. And I'm the most optimistic person in the world, but coming up to nights like that, I've become the most pessimistic because I always fear the worst. So, you know, before the fight, the dressing room, you're picturing all the wrong things, although you can't say anything negative. It's in your mind. And all it is family concern and love for your brood, you know. And, yeah, it's just, it's going in, it's fear. When it starts, it's anticipation. When the fight settles down, it's, you know, wanting for everything to work out. But when the final bell goes, and with Stephen as a pro, he never lost, three title fights, but he never lost a champion. The relief is unbelievable. And the same with Park that night when he knocked that man out was unbelievable. And please God, tomorrow night, especially like his mother, brother, sisters, it's a group tingling around the house. And every emotion, but pride probably is the overriding emotion at the moment because of, you know, where he's come from. As Jerry alludes to, no amateur experience, 6 amateur fights. And I'd know Patway or Andy for him just to be happy. And then Pascal called me, said, you need to come and see this kid. He says, there's something there. And then Stephen watched him at Birmingham and said, yeah, we need to take him on board. There's something he has. He's a fantastic chin. We know that. He's a lot of power. He's really intelligent. And all they were saying is he can show consistency in the gym. He has a chance, and he's been in the gym twice a day. He's dropped the weight. It's just brilliant. But actually, pride is the overriding emotion.
Well, listen, I hope it's a wild celebration.
Lads, speaking of the devil, the cranky, hungry man is coming in. Can I put him out in a second?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, he's coming in. He's got his son and to make the way. The lads are there. Oh, Jerry. Can you hear me now? Tell the boys how you
feel. How are you getting on?
Oh, how's the man? How's he getting on?
How are you getting on? More to the point.
Yeah, if you had to do what I had to do with making the way, he would be crazy to keep God's sake. It's a struggle, but no worries at all. I'm getting there.
What's the last couple of weeks been like? Because you got the first one out of the way and now you're ready to go for the second one.
It's been not a bother to me. I'm enjoying every second of it because it's a journey that not many people get to experience. And I'm enjoying every second of it. It's me dad that's struggling. He's going around with the sore tummy. I feel sick. I'm too nervous. What are you looking at? I'm going, would you relax and leave me alone and let me enjoy it? But he's grand. And I'm just excited to get it done now tomorrow night.
We were talking about the changing room just before the fight gets called. And Roddy said back in Steve-O's time, he was the one with a sick stomach. So maybe you'll get to the point where you're barring him from the changing room before the fights.
I haven't changed. I'm way barred from the gaff now with this. It's not enough way for me, dad. But no, the change room, it's a brilliant atmosphere. And you need the looks of me, dad, there. Because, well, for other people, it's he brings a personality and an atmosphere that takes away from the fight. It takes your mind off it. Like, I have the looks of Craig O'Brien, Noel Kennedy, the Uncle Steve and all in the change room before. So that's invaluable experience for me. And I'm so lucky to have it.
As somebody who comes late to this, Podge, who are you styling yourself on? Who are you watching? Like, I presume you watched all the boxing videos as kids. Like, is there somebody whose style you like and kind of feel like it's similar to yours from the past?
I love the rough and tough style. I like the likes of Roberto Duran and all. But Evan keeps saying to me, Podge, very natural ability. So it's kind of just my own style formed and then just taking a little bit here and there, the likes of Tyson with a few of his combinations, the likes of Roberto Duran with how he went about it. So it's just taking a little bit here and everywhere. But at the end of the day, it's my own style. And hopefully one day people say, oh, I'm going to fight like Podge Collins. That's my style. So you have to implement your own way into doing it.
And because you're quite late to this stage of the game, even though you're steeped in boxing history, does that give you a bit of a blank canvas in terms of what you can work on, what you want to do? And so you're not going to just have one specific style that you would have had, say, if you've been an amateur fighter, they would have trained you as an amateur.
Absolutely. Well, I don't have a wealth of amateur experience, but I'm a novice in the professional game, and you just take what you can from learning. Now, I have the luck of being able to learn from the likes of my Uncle Stephen and my Uncle Pascal, who just have a wealth of knowledge in the boxing game that many people don't have. People just come into the gym and hope to God that they get trained with someone good and then they go on to someone else. I'm learning from the best from the very beginning. And I've been learning as a professional since I started boxing. So it's never hurts to learn more. And it never hurts to learn the amateur style as well. But I'm a pro boxer and I plan to bring it to entertainment, boxing the pro way.
How are the sleeping levels now before the fight? Not a bother to you?
Not an issue. It was the same as the last week. The last week we didn't have an ounce of nerves, and I couldn't tell you why.
Why? You couldn't tell you why at the time? Can you tell us why in hindsight? Like, that's mad, isn't it?
I think it's because I'm so relaxed as I know. Sorry, I'm so relaxed as I know how fit and strong I am. Like, yeah. With all the animals I had, I took them on late notice, and I wasn't sure if I was fit enough or strong enough to do what I needed to do. This time around, I don't have them nerves or that worry because I know I'm strong enough to do what I need to do. So I think it's just relaxation and comfortability with how we're training.
What's the end goal overall with your boxing?
Well, to be honest, we'll just take it fight by fight. Because I'm so young in the game and it's only starting off, you don't want to overexpose yourself just yet. So whatever Pascal has in plan for me, because he's the man with the knowledge and the experience, and he'll guide me on the right route.
Roddy said you've got plans between now and maybe Boston in March if everything goes to plan.
But that's what I'm hoping for anyway. But we'll see what happens. You have to just take it fight by fight because, like in life, anything can happen. Anything can happen. So in my mind, I just want to take it fight by fight and just enjoy the journey because I don't want to get lost in trying to do this or set up standards that I get disappointed if I don't make. I just want to enjoy each and every fight that I have, and hopefully it will take me far. And I believe it will. If you do the right things will follow.
Are you allowed to eat today? When is actual weigh-in?
Weigh-in's at 2:00, so as soon as that weigh-in's done, I'm going straight to the shop and get myself a bit of lunch. I'll be absolutely starving, I will.
Well, enjoy the lunch and enjoy the fight, Podge. Thanks a million for joining us this morning. Cheers. Yeah.